The private industrial sector suffered huge losses during the war on besieged Gaza. Post-war estimates put the damage to the sector at $113 million. According to the Palestinian Federation of Industries, 324 factories and industrial workshops, mostly located in eastern and northern Gaza, were either totally or partially destroyed during the offensive.
I believe the aim of the Israeli war in Gaza was to destroy the Palestinian economy so that we will depend on them. We do not have the money to rebuild what was destroyed. Even if we did, we couldn't, as there are no construction materials and no guarantees that Israel won't destroy them again.
The private sector was employing more than 110,000 people and had, prior to the war, suffered an estimated $400 million in direct losses due to Israel's siege and a closure of commercial crossings. According to a recent study released by the Palestinian Federation of Industries, 79% of industrial units have been shut down and 98% of employees lost their jobs since Israel imposed its tight siege nearly 2 years ago on the densely populated territory, home to about 1.5 million people.
The very first obstacle, of course, is the siege and closure of the crossings is a major concern, because without crossings, of course, we won't be able to make any maintenance to the machines, any rebuilding of the structure of those factories.
With the border crossings closed and the siege is still in place, Palestinians are unsure when the reconstruction work can begin, as there are virtually no building materials in the isolated strip. 3 weeks of air strikes and a ground invasion inflicted more than $1.6 billion in damage on the Gazan economy. This came amid the ongoing 20-month suffocating and crippling blockade that has paralyzed all aspects of life here. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.